In the fourth in this series of nine short ideas, I continue to explore the inspiration of the late Abraham Heschel, who was asked 10 days before he died what he would say to the youth of the world, and he said, "Remember that there is meaning beyond absurdity. Know that every deed counts, that every word has power. Above all, remember that you must build your life as if it were a work of art." Here in this fourth part, I look at the challenge of meaning and transcendence. Part 4, Meaning and Transcendence. If you believe that the ceiling is as high as you can fly, then that is how high you will fly. What you see, the ceiling, is what there is. The ceiling is a hard fact, and it would be pure fantasy to think that there is life beyond the ceiling. This is the world that I, as a 19-year-old, grew up in. I had watched the last vestiges of any religion in mainstream UK culture disappearing in my childhood. I was the son of an ardent atheist. While a few families still sent some of their children to Christian Sunday school, it was usually abandoned well before the teenage years arrived. The bright sun of the so-called Enlightenment had passed its full height and left us with nothing transcendent to cling to, just a rational world where what you see is all that there is. There was no place in life for other, or divine, or God, or transcendence. We were taught that the ceiling is the ceiling, and it's fantasy to think otherwise. I'm not going to give the ceiling question a name other than the word transcendence, beyond or above the normal range of human experience. You can put in whatever descriptor suits you. God, higher power, spirit, living presence. It's your choice. Whatever you choose to call it, it doesn't really matter because it doesn't change what is. My first encounter with the ceiling question was in the year of Abraham Joshua Heschel's TV interview. He was 65, I was 15. My problem with the pure ceiling is fact position was that at 15, I had an experience that didn't fit that theory. The ceiling advocates would roll their eyes and say experiences are not facts. And I'd reply with the question, "Have you ever fallen deeply in love?" My experience of the transcendent wasn't dramatic. It didn't take place in a church or any other religious building. On the contrary, it was on a farm, in a barn, seated on hay bales, with mice running across the beams. What the experience gave me was a taste of something more, something beyond the ceiling of life. And it happened again, an experience of transcendence. It happened when I was 19, on the same weekend retreat where I had been converted to leadership. As I look back at that weekend, two things happened. I was converted to leadership and I experienced what I can only describe as transcendence. At the end of the final session, sitting in a room with a dozen other young people, I had this experience of transcendence that took my breath away. I couldn't move. I couldn't speak. I was sitting in this silence for what seemed like half an hour. Time stood still. In the silence, I had a meaningful transcendent experience that I couldn't explain. If leadership had converted my thinking, my inspiration, and my life direction, then transcendence gave me a deep sense of belonging, meaning, letting go, and possibility. Writer and broadcaster C.S. Lewis once said that the ceiling mindset, when it has an experience of the transcendent, takes revenge on the feeling by calling it names like nostalgia or romanticism or adolescence, or just calls it beauty and then passes by the experience with some embarrassment. But if we take revenge on our experience as it occurs, especially in the life of young people, by calling it adolescence, then we've shut one of the doors to helping that same young person to discover the meaning beyond absurdity. How does transcendence help young people to discover the meaning beyond absurdity? I would suggest it helps in four different ways. Firstly, studies show that having some kind of anchor in the transcendent frees up our own resourcefulness. In other writings, Heschel himself says what wise elders have been saying for thousands of years, that the human soul wanes when detached from what is greater than itself. We atrophy, we shrink. Further, he says, unless we aspire to the utmost, we shrink to inferiority. Transcendence liberates much more of our potential. Secondly, it keeps us humble. It puts our personal, small scenario of a life into a much larger frame. We are not God. We are not independent. We are not infinite or eternal. We are actually one small but meaningful manifestation of something much wider, longer, higher, and deeper. We are a wave in the ocean, not the ocean. We are a leaf on a tree, not the forest. We are a part of the whole, not the whole. Thirdly, transcendence gives us perspective. Like the difference between viewing life from the eye of a soaring eagle or the eye of a chicken pecking seed from the ground under its nose. It enables us to view our life from a distance as well as up close and personal. Perspective is the first of the Dalai Lama's key principles for a happy life. Finally, transcendence gives us hope. This seemingly absurd universe that we live in each day, is it for us or is it against us? Or doesn't it care either way? Is the universe working with a young person by revealing their full potential to them? Transcendence says yes. There is a living presence, a divine flow, a living movement of energy working through all circumstances that is directed towards liberation and transformation. Not in some reductionist kindergarten way that makes us smaller people, but that through the complexity and uncertainty of it all, there is something rather than nothing that is on our side and making us larger if we choose to embrace it. As for my experiences of transcendence as a youth, I cannot prove them to you any more than I can prove to you that I fell in love with my wife. What the evidence does certainly show, some 40 years on, is that the experience shaped my heart and the direction of my life story, my leadership. I'd love to know how we can make a space for young people to be open and curious, to honour the possibility of the transcendent in their lives.